probably a few morning practices here as of late because of this darn heat. A lot of schools are doing it. Are you kind of doing the same thing too this week?
Yep, absolutely. Last week we went after school, but this week, Monday and today, we went yesterday at 6:15 and today at 6:30. So, you know, it's definitely a lot cooler. The kids definitely prefer, you know, to come in the morning than to be practicing in 100-degree weather. So it's been a good practices. We get more out of it as well, you know, not being able to run, not being in the heat and everything. So it's been a good couple of days of morning practices for sure. So
kids ready for that first meet at Dundee County Stratton Benkelman on Thursday?
I think so. I think we're ready. They're, you know, they put some miles in, you know, towards the summertime, and then some that didn't, they put some in towards the end of summer. So they are ready to go, and practices have been having great so far. We're injury free, which is a big key when it comes to running. So, and we're injury free, and then just kind of getting ready for Thursday, and I think we'll be there. So
6 on the varsity side, 9 more in the JV. So you've got some good numbers, not bad for this group.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Like I said, it's the most kids I've had out for cross country since I've been here in A Center. So obviously with both Maywood and us combined, so it's good to finally have a boys team. We haven't had a boys team since Rady Boys out since 2019. So it's been a while, you know. So it was nice to talk to the kids after track season last year to just be like, hey, you know, it'll help you with whatever you're doing in track, because they didn't do football. So we're like, well, let's just come out and run with us. And and so we got one or two from that, and then a couple that we're not planning on doing football as freshmen. So I'm like, well, you know, come try this and see if you like it. And so far they seem to be enjoying it, and it's going good so far. So, and then we got Victoria as our lone senior, so our only girl on the varsity side. So that's always good to have her, you know, kind of lead the way, and she knows the ropes and how I like to run things. And she's a great leader, so it's great to have her around as well.
And I'm sure her goals are pretty high in all the meets this year, and then the conference, and then when you get into districts as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been, you know, we had a sour taste last year towards the end, but she had that drive and motivation to get better and put miles over the summer, which she did. And then we'll just kind of see where she ends up. You know, here comes the next meet, and then towards the end of the year, and so we can get her back where she wants to be, which is, you know, meddling and just running some great times towards the end of the season, and then see what happens at districts. But yeah, absolutely.
And you got some other kids you kind of pointed out, maybe some new kids kind of just learning the ropes across country for the first time. But hey, once you get that fever, coach, as you well know, once you get that fever, you just want to keep improving each and every meet, don't you?
Exactly. You get that runner's high, like I always tell them. It's a great feeling, and then you just want more and more of it. And you know, we kind of had that a little bit of practice. The kids are like, oh man, this is great, and we want to keep going. It's like, well, we've done enough, so let's be done. But yeah, all the boys are all new. None of them have ever done cross country. You know, I got two juniors, and the rest are freshmen, and then obviously like I said, Victoria senior, and then I got, you know, those 9 junior high kids that they're getting their feet wet with running, and they have the drive to want to be good and all that kind of stuff. So it's been going good as far as that's concerned. So.
And this first one at Benkelman's always a little different situation. You don't run the full, at least I don't think they're running the full race this year. It's a more shortened race this first time, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's been nice to have it that way. I really like that, and I know the kids enjoy it as well, just kind of getting a taste of a race and not being a 5K right off the bat, with it being, you know, 2 miles for the high school and only one for the junior high. So it's been... They like that. They like that idea. Just kind of keeping it short, and it just builds their motivation too. You know, to be able to finish a race, and have a run a good time, because you're running a little bit faster compared to a 5K. Pacing wise, you know, it's a little bit different that way. But yeah, no, they definitely enjoy it, and I think it's a great idea that it's definitely shorter than you know, the rest of the year, moving forward after that.
And your schedule pretty much remains the same, I think, from last year to this year, pretty much, doesn't it?
Yeah, we didn't change anything. We have the same meets, go in the same locations, and I kind of like that way, because then we're able to compare times where, you know, you ran, because every course is different. You're going to run a different time. That's the thing about cross country. then track it. You know, it's not the same every time. And so we kind of like to compare on times you rented that course, you know, in the past. Like, I guess Victoria would be the only one that would have that experience, and some of the junior high girls that ran last year. But that, you know, we get to compare all that and see what you did last year compared to this year and on that particular course. So that's kind of nice to have that, you know, all those times from the past to see where you end up this year.